You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Righto, coming up now on The Wire, news editor Lillian Hanley speaks with Peter Lucas-Jones of Te Opuri Ngā Tākutu, Te Rarawā and Ngāti Kahu descent, who is the general manager of Te Hiku Media. Jones is part of a team who have created Kōrero Māori, a program which is designed to record and transcribe hours of Māori language in order to safeguard it and create more opportunity in the digital age for Te Reo Māori to be present. Lillian Hanley spoke with Peter and started by asking, what exactly is Kōrero Māori?
Kōrero Māori is a Māori language voice recognition project. It's the first of its kind in that we hope to develop a tool, a Māori language tool, a digital tool, that can turn Māori language speech into text. And as we know, with the development of personal assistants like Siri, Cortana, and other personal assistants that are perhaps a little bit lesser known, they are voice activated, they recognise speech, and they respond to it. And so in this new age, Lillian, our Māori language needs to be part of those new developments if our language is going to have a future in the age of new computerized sort of tools. We know that at the moment we use a mouse to control our computer, but soon there are going to be things like self-driving vehicles and things like that, and we can now operate devices and other machines through voice recognition. And so we're trying to find a way to do that for Te Reo Māori, and that's our kaupapa.
Where did the idea come from? How did it begin?
Well, it all started with our kuia and kaumātua. Our station has been around for nearly 30 years. Te whakaruruhau o ngā reo irirangi Māori is the Māori radio network. There are 21 stations that are funded by Te Māngai Pāho. They also get funding from other places as well for special projects. Our special project is funded through the Māori ICT Fund. And how it all started was really working with our old people over the last 30 years, gathering the stories of our people and our unique variation of the Far North dialect known as the Taitokero dialect. Our people come from north of the Mangamuka Rangers, so there are five tribes in that area, and over the last 30 years we've recorded thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of Māori language corpus. We would like to breathe life into that corpus. We think about how every day when a native language speaker dies from one of our communities, we lose part of our culture. And every time we lose a word from our language, we lose part of our identity. So we think, how can we breathe life into our archives or our Māori language corpus? And we thought, we'd like to transcribe it. And we realized quickly that it may well be easier for us to teach a computer to listen and speak Māori and transcribe that into text as a way of doing a first cut of transcribing those archives. We then thought, well, perhaps this is bigger than that. Perhaps what we need to do is do a jump in the helicopter and get up high in the sky and look at the lay of the land, the lay of the Māori language revitalization landscape. And we thought to ourselves when we were in that hypothetical helicopter, something's missing, and that is Māori language voice recognition. Because every time our hokuna pick up a handheld device, and they've all got access to one now, They're talking, they're playing, they're games, but they are not playing games or talking to the computer in te reo Māori. They're speaking te reo Pākehā. So in this digital transition that our whānau, hapū and iwi are going through, we thought, how can we support the voice recognition of our own reo, our own language?
So there's lots going on, really. You guys are doing basically like a Siri app while also committing to not only computer memory but text, hopefully, te reo.
That's right. And there's two sides to that, Lillian. There's the informing of an acoustic model. So the acoustic model, is, if people go to koreromaori.com, they can read a sentence or they can read 100 sentences. We're asking people to read for 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. We need at least 200 hours for us to test this out. We're being bold enough to test out something that has not been done before. We're a small iwi entity from Kaitaia. The only news generally about our area is about our indigenous people, our tangata whenua, and of course in mainstream media that news is often quite negative. We wanted to break some new ground. So one of the differences about this project is it's community-led, not academically. The acoustic model is so important because we require the voices and the variations, the intonations, te piki me te heke o te reo, te re reo te reo, te whakapuakitanga o te reo, all that sort of stuff, those variations, so that we can teach the computer that different phonemes, different vowel sounds, different diphthongs, different triphthongs, all align with different text. And so that's what we call the acoustic model. And that's been launched 2 weeks ago, and we already have over 1,000 people that are signed up sharing their voice. And then there's the second side of it, which is the Māori language model, the digital Māori language model. And the digital Māori language model is informed by large bodies of Māori language text. Whilst we have a reasonable amount of people that can speak Māori still today in comparison to other indigenous groups around the world, it would be fair to say that we do not have a lot of Māori language texts. If we were to compare our situation with the Hawaiian people, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of their Hawaiian newspaper articles. We only have about 18,000 pages of that. Then we look at the Hansard, the documents from Parliament. Every time a Māori language speaker gets up in Parliament, and over the decades, how many people have spoken Māori? And so how do we then use that text in a way to inform the Māori language model? Then, of course, we look at Māori authors. Are our Māori authors happy to provide access to the text of their various publications to inform the development of a Māori language model? That Māori language model teaches the computer patterns. And those patterns, for example, we know I haere, te, that's a pattern. Ki te, I ngā. There's all these patterns. So basically we need as much large bodies of Māori language text to teach the computer Māori language context. But whilst we're teaching it context and patterns, that starts to inform the computer around what words could possibly follow a word once it is spoken. All the different possible patterns so that it can predict. And whilst this is only a beginning, we're hoping to gather those 200 hours for the beginning of the acoustic model and as much text as possible. There's also the Bible. There's a number of large bodies of text that are in Māori, but we need more and more, and we're talking in the numbers of millions of words. That's another part of the kaupapa as well.
It sounds incredible, and also it sounds like there's quite a bit of a technological side to it. Are you working with algorithms?
We're working with a lot of algorithms. Some of them are open source, but at the end of the day, they all rely on the data. So without the acoustic model or the voices of our people, regardless of how much text you have, you still require the acoustic model. And the acoustic model teaches the computer the sounds that we make when we speak our language. And we've got to be mindful that the native voice is different to the latent voice or the second language learner voice. And while someone might be able to achieve a near-native sound, and so that whakapuakitanga is very important, because over the years, some of our pronunciation has changed. And you can hear it when people talk. Some people talk Māori, they have quite a Pākehā accent when they pronounce Māori words. I think that we've got to be mindful that these machines in the future will be exposed to pronunciation that we perhaps may not be fond of as people that grew up with the language, the Māori language. And I think that if we find meaning in it, it's quite a robust debate we're having amongst our own people at the moment in the far north. If we have meaning, find meaning in it, then is that good enough to turn the computer on? So there's some quality control as well that's required. We're crowdsourcing the voices and we're crowdsourcing the approval. So you'll see on Kōrero Māori, you can listen to the recordings and give it a thumbs up or give it a thumbs down. At the moment, we believe that a recording needs 3 thumbs up before we say, okay, tangi te pai, we agree that that specific recording in terms of pronunciation is good enough to train the computer. But in the future, Lillian, our old people won't be around. And you think to yourself, well, we will be able to recreate a native sound. So there's so many different elements to this. You, Pipi Mā could give their doll a Māori language brain. Kamutuka pae koe te kōrero Māori atu ki te tāre, nā ko whakahoki mai te tāre, kia koe I roto I te reo Māori. So those computerized interactions through voice recognition would be possible in te reo Māori as a result of the very ambitious beginnings we are making now.
So, shall we leave it there? But we'll stay in touch as this develops, is that all right?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share our story. There's a lot of work to do, but there are people out there that will be able to help by just sharing 2 to 5 minutes of their time every day. Every day, 2 to 5 minutes. You don't have to be Māori to share your voice. You don't have to have perfect pronunciation to share your voice. All you need is a passion, and all you need is a willingness and an open heart to see a future for te reo Māori. Not just for us as Māori people, but as a foundation for the fabric of what we call our New Zealand identity. And that's an important thing I want everyone to know. This isn't just for us, it's for all of us. Kia ora kia koe. O tira tēnā koutou katoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.